Letters to Tomorrow's World. Tell us what you think. The article, The Truth About Hell, in the July-August issue was right on the point. It comes from Scripture and proves that the rapture, false teachings are just that, false teaching. Many people have been fooled by this and will not be ready for the Lord's second coming. I always said the Scriptures were pointing to the second coming, not a rapture to take us away from tribulation. As we are living in the last days, we should be watching and be ready for the return of our Lord, Jesus Christ. That's from K.W., Crawfordville, Florida. I would like to thank you for telling people the truth in God's holy word. I find it truly to be sad how millions of people are being misled by ministries that never speak of repentance. They only speak of God's blessings and how you will reap great benefits if you sow a seed. They are missing a great opportunity to tell people to repent and be saved. You are like a breath of fresh air in a smog-filled world. That's from J.B., Gastonia, North Carolina. I just want to tell you how much I enjoy your programs. I am homebound in a wheelchair due to knee problems, but I feel so blessed to be able to listen to your program on both the internet and on Roku. My husband also watches with me, and we really enjoy listening to the wonderful programming selection you offer. With the general heartbreaking news each day that is covered by the internet and television news people, what peace of mind we can find by viewing your programs. That's from J.H., Walters, Oklahoma. We thank you as always for all that you do. Your program is always so inspirational and uplifting. It is wonderful to hear the thought spoken as it is in the Bible, and we appreciate that. That's from G.F., Corner Brook, N.L., Canada. Do you people think that only you are right? Pray that God will show you the true, a word you love to use, person of grace. Your do's and don'ts won't fit. God desires a personal relationship with us, and we're all different. God's word is the only truth I ever want to know. That's from S.S. in Grottoes, Virginia. Editor's note: God makes it clear in his word that he is not a respecter of persons. Romans 2, verse 11, Acts 10, verse 34, King James Version. Or that he does not show partiality. That's in the New King James Version. This means he does not have one law for the rich and another for the poor, one law for the weak and another for the strong. If you believe God will excuse your disrespect to parents, or your fornication, or your lying, etc., because we're all different, then you have not had your mind open to the truth of God's word. There is one standard for us all, and with the help of the indwelling Holy Spirit, received by laying on of hands after repentance and baptism, Christians can grow each day toward more fully living the way that God intends for his people. So, why are there so many in our present day who seem to be blinded to this knowledge? Read our powerful booklet, Is This the Only Day of Salvation?, to learn why this is so. And all of you listening to audio right now, remember that you can order this for free on audio CD.